Tom Archer, hello.
Oh, Matt.
You're looking all shook up, my son. Difficult phone call?
No, it was fine.
Well, that's good, because I heard you'd had a few setbacks lately, business-wise. Things haven't been going quite to plan.
If you mean the housing deal, whose fault was that?
Sorry, I don't understand. Come again.
You know what I mean. Telling me that the land was worth twice as much as we'd ever hoped to get for it.
Whoa, now. If you messed up the deal, you can't go blaming me.
Yes, I can, because you did it on purpose, didn't you? You were just trying to make trouble between us and Justin.
Why should I want to make trouble?
Oh, like you've never done it to me before.
Now, Chuck,
with the pigs? I was stupid to trust you then and stupid now. You just don't change, do you?
You don't need my help to screw up your business deals. You're quite capable of doing that of your own.
Oh, messing with our lives? Do you get a kick out of it or what? Or is your own life such a sad car wreck that you can't even...
You know why you botched the land deal? Because you were greedy. You wanted more and you tried to grab it. And you cost your family a lot of money, so don't you go preaching to me.
Matt, you are such a... Do you know what? Forget it.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do. Go home and forget all about it. How you lost $100,000 that was there for the taking. Because it's not going to help your reputation to spread it around, is it?